Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to welcome Prosperity Counseling and Wellness to the show. They are a local St. Louis-based therapy practice that specializes in substance abuse and general counseling. They offer group and individual therapy that is tailored to meet your needs. If you or a loved one is struggling with substance abuse or just feels like they need support, contact Prosperity Counseling and Wellness at 636-515-1230. You can find more information at their website at prosperitystl.com. If you're struggling out there or need somebody to talk to, reach out. Prosperity Counseling and Wellness, right here in St. Louis. Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zack building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's Tyler Cash, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Happy Halloween! Yeah, this will be Halloween morning, you'll be hearing this, and hanging out today with Tyler Cash. Welcome back to the show, man.
Thanks for having me, dude. This is perfect timing. I love Halloween, too.
Yeah, I thought this was worked out really nice, that everything aligned, and getting to kind of talk to you about some things and some new music maybe and Halloween and all kinds of fun stuff. So, but yeah, man, I appreciate you doing this.
Same. Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
We've been close to almost 2 years since we last spoke on the show. It was like January 2016. So we've got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think at that point, like, that was like when shit really hit the fan.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think things were in shambles a lot. So a lot has changed and a lot of growth and a lot of building has happened since then.
Yeah. Well, let's get right into it. We got an announcement to make that...
Yeah. No, it's cool because I feel like we're talking about something that we shouldn't be.
Right.
But, you know, like by the time people hear this, it'll be, you know, the word will be out.
Right.
Yeah, Tear Out the Art's finally getting ready to do a new record. I know people have been asking me for a long time, asking the guys when it's going to happen. And finally, after a lot of work and a lot of maneuvering and changing some things around, we finally got the go ahead to do that. And yeah, we dropped a new single today.
Yeah.
Well, when you hear this today, yeah, and we're really excited about it. It's called Up for Days.
We'll be right back.
their goddamn minds. Lost their goddamn minds.
And it's definitely progression. It's a move forward for the band.
Yeah, man. You gave me a little sneak peek at the song and the official music video that will be coming out with it also, and looks awesome, man. I'm like, and I was really digging it. And you were telling me kind of a little more DIY on this time around, right?
Yeah, no, that by now the cat's out of the bag. You know, we went our separate ways from Victory. This is something that needed to happen. You know, no hard feelings. You know, we had a good relationship with Tony and the staff when we were working with them. We just feel like we want to go a heavier, darker approach to our music, and we really feel the best way to do that and to find ourselves was to just kind of go back to where we started, mm-hmm. you know, and you know, do everything DIY, do everything ourselves. The song was written and produced, mostly recorded, mixed and mastered by all us and our guitar player, Josh. The music video is a concept that we worked on with Patrick Lawrence. Some local bands have worked with him around here. He's a great director. But we worked very hands-on with him. He helped us out. Good buddy. The artwork was entirely made by our bass player, Kyle, who's just putting so much of his personal creative effort into it. And so, you know, literally this product that we're presenting is the culmination of this band, and everybody is throwing in, and I think all of us are very proud of it.
Yeah, man, definitely. And like I said, it looks great, and I'm excited. You know, if you haven't seen it yet, go check it out for sure. The link will be on mine, and I'm sure Facebook and YouTube and all the other usual...
Spotify, yeah. Amazon, iTunes, all of that, you know. And it's just a taste of what's to come.
Right. Yeah, a little teaser. Get everybody, let you know you're still there, and then
yeah, we're still kicking.
Yeah,
I mean, because the last tour we did was last December. We had just got off the road with a group called Blood on the Dance Floor for their farewell tour, which was great. We did a lot of touring in the end of 2016, but we were pushing a record that none of the dudes in the band had been on, other than me and Josh. And so we were really selling a product that didn't resemble the band anymore. So, you know, we got quiet, and we rehearsed and we wrote and we experimented, and I think we found, like, you know, I think we found something that is truly special and an evolution of the band. So, yeah, this is a taste of what's to come. We are going to be announcing our album plans very, very shortly. We just didn't want to keep people waiting any longer.
Yeah.
That was another big part of, like, wanting to do this DIY. You know, when you're dealing with management and a label and all of that, like, you have to approve everything through everybody.
Right.
You know, it takes so long. You know, we were communicating back and forth with the label for, you know, a year now, easily. We were ready to do this a year ago, but we just couldn't really pull the trigger. So, in a way, I'm stoked because we got more time to review it and to make it what it is now, but I'm also bummed that we missed out on a lot. You know, there's a lot of time, so we're trying to make up for that. And this is, like I said, just a taste of what's to come.
Yeah. I think, it seems like a lot of bands are kind of going this route, you know? Like, I don't know. I mean, they both have pros and cons, I imagine, but it seems like a lot of bands are just going independent and doing really well with it and just doing their, you know, doing it themselves and being able to have more creative freedom and do stuff like this and things. So do you have any pros and suggestions?
Yeah, no, I mean, the inspiration for it, I mean, is clearly Story of the Year.
Right.
They did a really good job working with an awesome website called Pledge Music.
Yeah.
And seeing those dudes, I mean, it was nearly a decade. You know, it was like 7 years. and since they put out something new. So it was the inspiration to us to like kind of push forward and to know that we have our fans and we have our friends and we have ourselves, and we can keep pushing forward and we can actually put out products that we're even more stoked on. I'm happy of our past. You know, I'm not going to bash it or put it down. Right. Although sometimes I will when I'm drunk, when I'm drunk and on Twitter, I will, you know, we weren't entirely happy with our last record. That's no secret. I'm sure we even spoke about that last time. Now it's just a good thing. You know, it's sure. Like now we have five heads in one room, that have to communicate with each other. And instead of it being 100 people that all have to communicate with each other. And, I think the product shows, and we're really stoked on it. And, you know, that freedom, you know, like you said, the independent route, it definitely gives us, creative and artistic freedom to do what we want to do. And I think that from here on out, I mean, we're not necessarily opposed to working with, industry, you know, we're not shunning the industry by any means. It's just the right thing to do right now, I think. And it's definitely the quickest way to get music to our fans.
Yeah. Nice, man. Yeah. So, again, check out that song, Up For Days, and then hold you over for a little while, and we'll get that record ready for you coming soon.
Yeah, by the time you hear this, like a week. Yeah. I would say about a week after you hear this podcast and you hear the single, we'll be unveiling the plans for everything.
Yeah. And... then some shows in the works, possibly.
Yes. Yeah, no, we plan on hitting the road again, you know, in touring in support of the new music and getting people hyped on what we're doing, probably early next year. Also, to tie everyone over, we are going to do, can't give away too much information, but I will say, you know, it's in a much smaller venue in St. Louis, so we're really excited for it to be more of an in-your-face experience, and it's going to be around Christmas. Actually, you know what, we'll say, we'll go ahead and drop it. It's gonna be December 22nd at the Firebird.
There you go.
So by the time you're hearing this, that's the official unveiling. We'll be announcing the support, and they're awesome. We have two support bands, and they're both exactly the bands that I wanted for the lineup.
Nice, man. Yeah, that'll be fun, man. And it's a great club, and it'd be cool to be in a nice intimate room like that to where get a little rowdy.
Yeah, no, I think we've done the Christmas show like twice now. This would be like the third year kind of making it a pretty much an annual thing.
Right.
And ironically enough, that was the last time that we had even performed on stage was last Halloween, or not, well, Halloween, last Christmas. It was the day before Christmas, Christmas Eve. And we always play the Ready Room, and it's awesome. It's always a great time. You know, and we pack the place and it's good, but we've not really gotten to that point where we've sold it out. And so we feel like taking a step down, and kind of going more with the DIY mentality of, you know, keeping it simple and keeping it small and, emotional and impactful. And so I think it's going to be a really good night.
Yeah, man, definitely. So yeah, keep an eye out for shows, follow along on, you got Facebook and Twitter, like you mentioned, and Instagram also.
Yeah,
so,
all of that.
Yeah, follow and along in there and keep up with all the other announcements coming soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, by now, I guess one thing else we could talk about is other people, you know, noticing there's a lineup change, obviously. This is the lineup change that we've been waiting, the announcement that we've been wanting to make for a while, and it just never fell into place. I believe that we did... I did an interview with Kevin Johnson over at Post-Dispatch, and he kind of unveiled it a little bit. We got Kyle on bass and backing it up with the vocals. Me and Josh are obviously, we're the two founding members of the band. We're still hanging out. And it's actually really cool, our good friend Alex, who helped us start Tear Out the Heart, he was playing guitar in the early days, kind of went and did his own thing, and now he's back. So it's really cool I feel like all of us are really good friends, and, you know, like instead of just being in a band together. So we've all been playing shows together or hanging out in some form in the scene for a really long time.
Yeah. I'm sure that's going to show when on stage too, you know, and along with the new music, just,
it seems like I've been around a lot of different bands, and you can sense the different things on stage. But when they're all buddies and they're all having a great time up there, it all, you know, you just can't help but have a good time with them. And you know, of course, I've been around enough bands. You see lineup changes come and go, and you kind of get attached to certain members and things. But then once you kind of see it, the lineup click, you know, like it all kind of falls into place and makes sense and stuff.
Yeah, no, and it's awesome that you said that, because I agree. Like we've done with this lineup now, we've done 3 tours.
Yeah.
And I believe 1 local show. Yeah, 1 local headliner and 3 tours. And the one thing that these people after the show say when they come up, you know, and they're like, they don't wonder where the other guys were. They're more like, wow, that, you know, you guys look like a completely different band,
right?
You know, and the truth is we are, you know, and we want to like hold on to the nostalgia, and we're proud of some of the stuff that we've done in our career. So in a sense, I don't think it's like a complete change to where the band, you know, to start a new band or anything. To me, it feels more like this is how the band should have been presented from day one. And it's hard to for people to hear that without thinking I'm shitting on what we've already done, right? Mm-hmm. But it just feels right. You know, the dudes are, like, really good friends. The chemistry's there. You know, and I'm hoping the fans are there, and I hope that they latch on to this, because you know, it's here to stay.
Yeah.
It's nerve-wracking, though. It's really nerve-wracking. I don't think people understand. It's the amount of work, especially this time around, like the amount of work, money, effort that went into just one music video is just insane. Also, somebody can get on YouTube and click the thumbs down button and write sucks, yeah, you know, or right. Miss your old stuff. You know, it's like, really think about that. You know, it's like we had the 5 of us had to write a song that we all 5 could understand and get behind.
Mm-hmm.
We had to travel to record it, you know, pay for that. You know, then we had to, our guitar player, Josh, I know he's literally like, he beats himself up more than anybody. Like, he's just like, it's not good enough. Like, super anal on when it comes to like mixes and, you know, I know he's been losing sleep about it, and, you know, we all encourage him, and it's just and then finally getting it to the stage of a music video, and luckily enough, we have such awesome friends that we had so many good buds, you know, shout out to my buddy Matt and my buddy Dan, you know, Matt was able to give us his workspace, you know, warehouse to utilize, and, you know, Dan is like, he's been our tour manager for a long time, and he's been helping us out. So the people were literally just running around for no money, for beer and pizza.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like when your friend asks you to move. You know, like, I don't got money, sure, dude, but, like, if you like me,
right,
come help this, you know, lift this heavy shit. So, and then, you know, Patrick comes in clutch and helps us out with this music video. And he, you know, he assembled an amazing crew. And I know that some of those dudes that were working on the video had worked, like, they helped shoot the Until the Day I Die video. They've worked with Chingy and Nelly. So it was really cool to, like, kept it really St. Louis, yeah, and very, you know, close-knit friends. So all of that, you know, has taken so much energy and time, and it's just going to be such a crazy relief,
right,
for people to finally get it in their hands, whether they shit on it or not.
We kind of came up in conversation the other day about that, how, like, you know, you saying get on YouTube and says it sucks or whatever, and I don't know, there's always going to be somebody there, you know, it's like, whether you, it sounds the same, they're going to be mad because it's not something different. And then if you do something different, they're going to be mad it's not something that sounds the same, you know. So it's like, it's tough for a band to put out new music that, because it's like it's hard to please them all the fans, people are going to be one way or another. It's like,
yeah, it's hard to be progressive and consistent.
Right.
Like, it's really hard. And what a lot of people don't understand, and honestly, it took me talking to Shane. He plays guitar and he sings in a band called O Sleeper. And he said to me, and just in a passing conversation, because I saw them on tour and they were playing as a 3-piece. It was just a guitar player, a drummer, and a vocalist. No other guitar player, no bass player. And in passing, I'd seen them play full band. They've put out multiple records full band. So it was kind of weird. Like, it seemed almost empty to see them live like that. You know, and I said to him, and I didn't say it in a condescending or even a negative way. I said, wow, you know, that was different. And he said, yeah, you know, a lot of people are having a hard time connecting that. And he goes, what I tell them every single time is, he goes, well, it's either this or no sleeper. So what do you want?
Right.
Like, do you want to remember the band for what it was, or do you want to understand that the band is moving on? And we'll still have a good time. We'll still headbang to those old songs, and we'll still remember that time. But no one stays the same. You know, even if we had the same dudes in this band, which would not work, if they were in this band, it wouldn't work. Right. Eventually, it would progress to a point where, you know, the music would change naturally anyways. And I think that was a big part of our band in general was, you know, the guys that were around when we were working on the second record were forcing a change. They wanted really badly to go in a direction, which is awesome. And I can see that. I can respect anyone with an image, with a, you know, that has a goal and, you know, a sound and a look in mind. It just didn't work. It clashed. And, you know, we spent, now it's been, damn, you said we've talked 2 years ago, so I mean, at this point, I think it's been 3 years since our, almost 3 years since, yeah, you know, three years since our second record came out. Wow. Yeah. Time flies. That's crazy. And yeah, so it took that long. It took a long time to pick up the pieces and to glue them back together. And then once we picked them up and glued them back together, we didn't like the way it looked, so we smashed it and... You know, picked it back up and glued it back together again, and then didn't like the way it looked, so smashed it and start over. And the end game is this, and I think the song, it's definitely, if not my favorite Tear Out the Heart song, it's one of my all-time favorite songs I've ever had the pleasure of, like, being able to contribute to. I'm super proud of it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like I said, it sounds like good. I love that, you know, like, the contrast there with also the, you know, the clean vocals and the and your screaming and stuff. So, like, it sounds I like, you know, having that back and forth in the vocals there.
Yeah, it's not as jarring either because Kyle's got a much lower registry, I believe, and his voice seems to fit this new music a little bit better. And I'm also singing now. And so we kind of work together and complement each other really well instead of it being contrasting vocals. Like, there are times where you don't realize that it's me singing.
Right.
There's times you don't realize it's Kyle, or, like, both of us are screaming and singing. Like, it's a good blend. And that's important, I think. It makes the sound more cohesive. And this is something that, like, you and I, when we spoke 2 years ago, I would have never thought I would have ever had the guts, the chops to pull off singing, it's something that I had a strong passion for, and I wanted to do it, but without it coming across as, like, gimmicky or like, oh, they're trying to go softer, because I mean, you heard it, we're not. Yeah. It's definitely a, you know, heavier sound, and that's what we all want, is just, you know, that. But I also wanted to explore as a vocalist. You know, I've screamed. I used to sing back in high school, and so I knew I could kind of carry a note, you know, but I didn't know to what degree. Working with Kyle's been very patient with me. He's been a great friend, and he's a great singer. He's one of my favorite singers locally, period. He used to be in a band called Scout's Honor.
Okay.
Did great things, and they were a great band, all good friends of ours. And if they're listening, they need to do a reunion show.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm talking to you, Andrew and Bobby, which I know one of you assholes would be listening to this. I'm sure St. Louis agrees. They were a great band, and I'm thankful they let us steal Kyle for a little bit. And, yeah, and we've just been complimenting each other very well, and he's been pushing me to be a better singer. So that, with that confidence on that front, I've been able to practice singing and do a lot more vocally in songs and even start a band on the side.
Yeah, like, you're pretty much just singing in that band, right? Yeah, no screaming in there.
No, just a little yelling every once in a while. But yeah, no, I, you know, if me and a few buds, you know, we decided to get together and do, like, this emo rock pop punk thing for fun, called Hard Loss, and Yeah, they're really good. All some really good dudes. And they all come from awesome bands, extremely talented. And so, like, for that project, it was really easy. We got in a room, and it was just like we wrote a song immediately. Mm-hmm. I don't know how very many people can say that. And so, yeah, that's been fun in exploring that and letting that be my outlet for the more emo side of music, like the stuff that I grew up on, the stuff that, like, I'm really into. Has also benefited Toth because, like, it's made me appreciate heavy music again.
Yeah.
You know, and knowing that that's, you know, the existence of Tear Out the Heart, that's what we're supposed to be as a heavy metal band.
Yeah, man. Very cool. Yeah, check out Hard Loss, and we got some shows and some songs out there and stuff, so follow along on Facebook there, too.
Yeah, hopefully, like you said, we can get on here sometime soon.
Yeah, man.
With those guys. I know, you know, You've had Coil and Adam on, yeah, and their other band. Yeah.
I do really appreciate your back and forth with Coil online. It's always makes me laugh. So
he's a walking meme. Yeah. Like, it's so easy. It's so easy. We love him, though. It's all in good fun. Like, but he's so easy to poke fun at.
For sure.
He's literally Milhouse. Like, he looks like a human version of Milhouse from The Simpsons. So we tried pushing real hard for him to dress up as him on Count It. At Count It, we did, like, the Halloween costume party. He failed us. He let us down. But hopefully one day we'll get to see the Milhouse Coil hybrid that we all want to see. Yeah. But, yeah. No, that band is playing November 19th at the Firebird with Real Friends and Welcome Home. And that's going to be a rock show. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, Welcome Home's coming on hot, man. Those guys have been doing big things lately, so
they're hard. They work hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely do. And Aaron's a good dude. Like, I dig when I get a chance to talk to him, and, you know, it's good that they're getting out there and getting their hands dirty.
For sure, man. Yeah. Well, like I said, it is Halloween. I wanted to kind of pick your brain a little bit about Halloween. You did just throw a big party over at Count It. You're getting a little Halloween going over there, and I saw some pictures, everybody dressed up and stuff, but do you got a costume picked out for yourself for this year? Or?
Yeah, no, me and the wife are, we went as the Hanging Chad and the Slutty Pumpkin from How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
it's one of our favorite shows. So if people listening, if they've seen How I Met Your Mother, they know the Halloween episode where Chad's got Ted's got the lame outfit, and, you know, he keeps trying to find his, you know, mysterious slutty pumpkin. So we did that, and then we dressed our dog up, Dior, as a pineapple. From there's another episode on that season where, like, Ted wakes up and there's just a pineapple sitting next to him and he's confused. So yeah, we kind of did that. We did a lot of, like, our wedding anniversary is also on Halloween. We got married in a cave on Halloween, like, 2 years ago. So while we do love dressing up and all that stuff, we kind of we had to cheaply do it this year because we're going on a cruise to celebrate that.
Nice.
So, yeah, man.
I just recently, like, I was laid up for like a month with my foot. It was injured, and so I rediscovered How I Met Your Mother on Netflix. I started episode one, and, you know, watched like the first four seasons already again, and like, man, I laughed so hard the other night when I was watching one. It was they were hanging out and Ted says, like, "I'm gonna be stuck in your head like a Chumbawamba song," and then Marshall's like, "Which song?"
Which one? Yeah, yeah. No, it's so easy to watch. It's great to watch before bed. It's like a good extension of Friends. Like, I feel like people that grew up liking Friends,
right?
Like, they were really, you know, it's a good natural, you know, next best kind,
like,
of thing.
Well, I mean, and you know, like, I'm a huge fan of, like, Office Space too, and like it's like stuff like that where those characters are so defined, you know, and like you pick somebody that, like, either your friends remind you of, or you were, you know, you're yourself one of the characters or something like that, and like it's just like it's like such great character work that you can't help but to fall in love with them all and stuff, and then I want to, you know, follow that journey through the show and stuff.
Yeah, no, character development is massive for me on TV shows. Right. Like, I still say, anyone that knows me knows that I'll just spout this off. I actually have the tattoo, like, on my neck is from Lost. And I would say that's one of the greatest television shows of all time, because every character on the show, you like love, then you hate, and then you love again. Or, you know, you it's just so, it just fluctuates so well. And it's great. You fall in love with the characters, right, which is why I love watching TV shows. What I don't understand, and this is an unpopular opinion, and I probably will go back and at least try to watch these shows again, but everybody's on The Walking Dead and the Game of Thrones hype, which is fine. I watched the first season of both of those shows, okay? I was so mad with the season ending of Game of Thrones, the first season, that I just couldn't dive into it, because every character that I started to like, they kill.
Right.
Like, that's the new trend, and I guess people like that, like they need the shock value, but I have such a hard time connecting with shows that don't have awesome character development, or they do, and then they just off them for fun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then, you know, social media, everyone ruins everything.
Yeah.
So it's, even if I wanted to dive back in, I already know everybody that dies. I know how they die.
Sure.
I'm actually scared shitless, because we're getting ready to leave town tonight to go on that cruise. They just dropped season 2 of Stranger Things.
Yep.
I'm thinking I'm going to get off the cruise, log into Facebook, boom, so-and-so dies, this is what happens, and I'm just going to lose my shit.
Yeah.
Because, like, that sucks. If you're one of those people that spoils shit, and I'm not going to name names, but there is somebody in the former me that did ruin Star Wars Episode 7 for me, I don't know if I'll ever let that go.
Right.
Social media, just everybody can, you can just, you just type something and it's out to the world immediately.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't get that, like, but some people get a kick out of it. I don't know. I guess that whole, like, internet troll kind of vibe, like, that people, like, just love shitting on things and that people love, so.
Well, and even if they don't mean to troll, it's just so easy. Like, you think of one thing, and in 5 seconds, it's out to literally thousands, maybe millions, depending on what your reach is. Which is why, like, which is a whole other crazy topic, which we could talk about for hours.
Right.
But which is why a lot of, like, personalities, celebrities, musicians are getting, they're dwindling down, and people aren't, like, really putting them up on a pedestal anymore, because they say one thing and they could, you could not agree with it. You know, like, back in the day, like, you know, loved Adam Sandler movies, right? Like, I don't know who Adam Sandler voted for.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea. Like, back then, he couldn't, you know, he could tweet, like, you know, I hate St. Louis style pizza.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, well, fuck Adam Sandler, right? But, like, back then, you just didn't know. So, sure. Like, he was such a big deal to us because, like, you just didn't know his personality. You know, I don't know. He's probably a great dude. Like, that's not the point. I'm just saying nowadays, like, you can just, you have an off remark to put, and then people, they tack it to you. And you wear it like a badge.
Yep.
So you better, like, whatever it is you say, whatever it is you do, like, you know, either be careful. For sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yep. Will you, like I said, we Halloween here and stuff. Do you have a particular favorite, Halloween movie you like to watch, or a horror movie, I guess, that comes around this time?
Yeah, no, dude. Well, obviously Gremlins.
Yeah.
I love Gremlins too. That's like my, one of my favorites. I have the, you know, homie tattooed on my hand. Man, that's a great movie. When it comes to like picking like series, I always went Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
I always went Jason. The other night we watched, me and Jess watched Halloween H2O, which is pretty bad, but it's still fun.
That's Busta Rhymes in that one, right?
No, that was Resurrection.
Oh, okay.
Resurrection. That was real bad.
Yeah.
But they're doing the sequel, which is going to be a direct sequel to the second one, and they're saying that the other ones didn't happen.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny how that can work?
Right.
So the Busta Rhymes trick-or-treat motherfucker line, you know, that... That's not going to exist anymore.
Yeah.
I'm really into that. We watched a movie a couple months back called The Final Girls. That was really good. That was like a unique take, and I think Cabin in the Woods is funny.
Oh yeah,
it's great. And yeah. Evil Dead. I think it's cool when you can kind of mix in the humor, and then the horror. So like you don't know how to feel. You know, it's. kind of like a sweet and a sour.
Sure. Well, that's kind of how I felt about the new, you know, the new It movie that came out. Like, have you got to watch that yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 No, it's the same thing. Yeah, same vibe.
Like, it's and like I compared it a lot to like Stand By Me. Like you connect to that group of kids, and like there's a lot of jokes between the friends and stuff, and like you know, you have fun with that, but then also there's a creepy clown. So it's like, you know, there's definitely like scare moments, but there's a lot of laughing.
Yeah, there's a lot of feel good, and that's what throws you off,
right?
Like, you know, that's and that's great. It's like the shock value of like not knowing what is going to come next in the movie.
Right.
Some of my favorite, most of my favorite horror movies have that element of it to it for sure.
For sure. Yeah. Are you gonna go watch the new Jigsaw?
Oh, dude, yeah, I'm super. Yeah. See, they're doing that with that. They're introducing, the director said that they're introducing the comedy aspect to the movie, about time, because they, eight?
Yeah.
Eight of them? Nine of them? Something like that?
Yeah, I think this is the ninth. Something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
the first one in 7 years, though.
Ooh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
No, one of my favorite YouTube videos. Have you seen the YouTube video, Living and Working with Jigsaw?
I don't think so.
Dude, you need to watch it. It's hilarious. It's just, they took a Jigsaw, the character, you know, the puppet, and they like, put him in everyday scenarios.
All right.
Like, him at work and him at home. There's two videos, but they're hilarious. They're some of my favorite. I wish that they would keep going and, like, make a TV show out of it, because I'd watch it all the time.
Yeah. I always loved when they, it was one of the scary movies when they spoofed it, and like it was Shaq and Dr. Phil in the first Saw movie and stuff, and like they're in that room, and then you know, Dr. Phil goes to cut his foot off and cuts the wrong foot off or something. Yeah. So
yeah, those are like, I wouldn't even say guilty pleasure, because I don't believe in guilty pleasures, but the scary movie movies are hilarious, especially the first one.
Yeah. But I do, you were saying bringing the comedy to Jigsaw. I did see in the trailer, like, that guy says a line, like, well, that's not creepy at all.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the very end. No, it looks great. And it's cool that they're going to make, like, not fun, but, like, light of the scenario. Because, I mean, by now it is kind of funny.
Sure.
It's like, yeah, there's, like, eight different movies that are all in the same universe, different timelines. Some are going on before the other one. Some of them are at the same time. It's pretty crazy. Like, you have to, like, really keep up. Like, there's Wikipedia pages about it, YouTube explanation videos. Like, there's so much in-depth that goes into just a guy, you know, trapping people, Home Alone style, you know, and, you know, sawing them in half.
And Tobin Bell, like, I mean, that guy's made a career out of those movies. And he's been dead since the first one, like, you know, like, or second one, I guess, technically, you know.
Right,
but
when in the timeline. Right. Yeah, yeah, no.
But, you know, the fact that he's been dead this whole time, and he still keeps coming back in all these movies and stuff, and getting to play that character, and that's pretty good. I mean, that doesn't happen in, like, The Walking Dead and stuff like you were talking about. Those people get killed off, and they're gone.
Done. Yeah, so. I guess he's flashbacks, but I think I heard something, now I might be wrong, that he is in this movie, and I mean, they're so crazy that they could just be like, ah.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, I almost want them to. I almost want them to, like, be like, oh, yeah, I mean, I'm not dead.
Right.
No, like, I'm good.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that scene, I think it's, like, the second or third one where they give him, like, the surgery for his brain. Man, that is insane.
Right.
That's, I mean, and obviously it hits a little closer to home because, like, my wife has had 3 brain surgeries.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you know, that just seeing that, it's like, wow, that's, I mean, obviously it's not how it happens, but they get pretty, it's pretty realistic.
Sure, man. Yeah. Some crazy stuff. But, yeah, man, I don't know. Was there any other Halloween traditions you have, besides getting married and celebrating your anniversary now?
Yeah, no, it's awesome. We made it just a thing now where we go out of town. We went to the Halloween Horror Nights in Universal. We did it this year in California. Last year we did it in Florida. So I think that might be kind of a tradition. I'm such a sucker for tradition. Like,
right.
I'm about as, like, cliche as it comes to that. Like, I love, you know, waking up at 7 a.m. on St. Patrick's Day and, you know, and wearing green and drinking and doing that. I love you know, I love Halloween and dressing up and getting all of that and carving the pumpkins. Like, sure. I like all that kinds of stuff. So, yeah, we did that. We did the haunted houses, did the Universal. You know, we're getting ready to go on this cruise, which is kind of, I don't know. We're doing that Warped Rewind, which is going to be awesome because we get to see a bunch of bands that, once again, that I grew up listening to, and partying on a boat. So yeah, story of the year's on it. So it's gonna be cool to like kick it with those guys, and you know the Fuck Off and Dies are gonna be there hanging out somewhere in the background. So they always are. They're always partying. they're always quick to jump behind a corner and force feed you whiskey.
All right.
So it's gonna be good. It'll be not as Halloween-y as, you know, it can be, but
yeah.
Yet again, it is what, 80 degrees, and it's so it's not as fall like here either right now. So
yeah. Yeah, man, we used to go to a lot of haunted houses back in the day, and, like, I kind of got burned out of them, like, and none of them were, like, that great for me, and, like, but I do recall one, we went to, like, we got, like, a whole, school bus full of us, like, you know, in high school, took a bus down to the city and went to, you know, whatever, Darkness or whatever, one of them, you know, and, but we were going in there, and then, like, I remember, like, we kind of separated from the group, and like, cause they're all like going like super slow, all huddled up, and like, so we got ahead of them, and then like we like we're actually like sneaking up on people that were working the house and like scaring them, like, which was kind of funny. Like they were like, they're like startled that we come around the corner all quiet, and then so we started like telling them about our friends that were coming up, like, and I remember one of them being Maggie, and like we got them to like say her name and stuff, and then so they're like. So the guys in the house will like go back there like, Maggie, you know, and like
they knew, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So then like even scared her even more and stuff. Anyway,
no, that's awesome.
It was very funny.
I have a couple of stories where we've gone to. We usually go to the one out in Fenton. I think it's Creepy World, and you know, there's a lot. There's actually a lot of, because that's kind of the job of like a traveler or somebody that's, you know. If you don't really have a consistent 9-to-5, you're going to, you know, do odds and ends jobs. So there's a lot of, I feel like, guys in bands, a lot of fans of music that work there. So every year, dude, I swear, like, some guy with, like, a chainsaw walks up to me and he just taps me on the shoulder. He's like, yo, man, I like Toth. Like,
yeah.
It's a good band, you know? And I'm just like, this is sweet. Like, this is awesome, but so random. Like, yeah. So cool that, like, you know, this ghoul's gonna jump out and then be like, "Oh shit, dude, what up?"
Oh, hey.
So that happens almost every year. So right. it was cool to get to go out to Universal, and they have like, dude, they spend, it's like crazy. I mean, obviously they had The Shining. We did that one, and it was just mind blowing. They did like a trilogy of terror, which was like Jason and Michael Myers and Freddy Krueger all wrapped up in one. It's just movie quality. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun. It's cool.
So, speaking of those guys, and on topic, here we, somebody just shared a video I saw online today where it was the Slash Street Boys or something, like it was a Backstreet Boys parody, but it was all slashers. It was all Freddy and Jason and Michael Myers and
Chucky?
Leatherface.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they were like, so they're, you know, they're all in, like doing the dancing of Backstreet Boys from the Everybody video.
Wow, that's awesome. Was it cartoon or was it real?
No, it's for real. Like, and it looked good. Like they the guys, you know, looked the part and stuff. But it was pretty funny. They like overdubbed it, all the singing and stuff, and like, and anyway, it was. You have to check that out. It was pretty good for a little parody video.
No, I'm going to. And I guess if anyone's getting anything from this podcast, they got a lot of videos to watch on YouTube.
Sure, man.
For sure.
I mean, hey, that's what the, you know, the internet's good for, right?
And oh yeah. No, well, it's either that or bitching about politics.
Right.
So it's like I'd rather go the route of watch fails on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, like I'm a YouTube like connoisseur. Like Jess, like, literally always is, she's like, can we watch a movie? I'm like, no, I want to watch, like, the top 10 most haunted places in America right now. And she's like, didn't you already watch that? I'm like, yeah, but it's a different channel. You know, it's a different top 10 list. I'm, like, addicted to YouTube.
Sure.
So, I guess it just works for, like, my short attention span.
Yeah. Well, and you get stuck in a rabbit hole, and, like, it just keeps going deeper and deeper until you start watching videos about lizard people and everything else. And like,
so yeah, no, I always say I learned more. I've learned more from YouTube than I did high school.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. Like, I can confidently say that I've learned so much more. Now, whether or not I've learned stuff that really matters is one thing. But, yeah, I mean, I've there's all kinds of conspiracy theory videos. There's all kinds of, like, just facts and, like, behind-the-scenes stuff of, like, literature and music. And, you can just go and go and go. It's, like, how crazy YouTube has gotten over the years is insane.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, again, buddy, check out Tear Out the Heart, brand new music, Up for Days.
Up for Days.
Share it around with all your friends. Tell everybody.
Yep. And December 22nd, Firebird. I wasn't supposed to say it, but I did anyways.
Oops.
So, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast. We're going to be playing, at least two new songs. And then, you know, good amount of the old stuff and have a good time. And, you know, I guess we have two awesome support bands. I'm really excited to announce it.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to find out. So, check out the video. It looks awesome. Thanks, Patrick Lawrence, for that. That looks he does great work. Reach out to him if you need a video needs. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the record. I'm excited that you guys are back at it and doing some big things, man.
Feels good, man. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, great hanging with you again.
Absolutely.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.